Well, good Monday morning, church. It is great to start off a new week, a new month with you. The kids are back in school, and hopefully we'll be seeing the end of the super hot weather here in South Texas. Well, this week we are reading 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 18, where the Apostle Paul defends himself and his work against ongoing attacks made by his critics in the church in Corinth. Some claim that his letters are harsh, but that in person he is weak. His hope is that the faith of the people will grow, and he concludes by admonishing the Corinthians to boast only about what the Lord has done. Okay, God's saving word for this week, again, is spiritual renewal. And let's get with the reading of today's passage of Scripture. I, Paul, make a personal appeal to you. I, who am said to be meek and mild when I'm with you, but harsh with you when I'm away, by the gentleness and kindness of Christ, I beg you not to force me to be harsh when I come. For I am sure that I can deal harshly with those who say that we act from worldly motives. It is true that we live in the world, but we do not fight from worldly motives. The weapons we use in our fight are not the world's weapons, but God's powerful weapons, which we use to destroy strongholds. We destroy false arguments. We pull down every proud obstacle that is raised against the knowledge of God. And we take every thought captive and make it obey Christ. And after you have proved your complete loyalty, we will be ready to punish any act of disloyalty. You are looking at the outward appearance of things. And are there some there who reckon themselves to belong to Christ? Well, let them think again about themselves, because we belong to Christ just as much as they do. For I am not ashamed, even if I have boasted somewhat too much about the authority that the Lord has given us, authority to build you up, not to tear you down. I do not want to appear that I am trying to frighten you with my letters. Some will say Paul's letters are severe and strong, but when he is with us in person, he is weak and his words are nothing. Such a person must understand that there is no difference between what we write in our letters and what we are away, and what we will do when we are there with you. Of course, we would not dare classify ourselves or compare ourselves with those who rate themselves so highly. How stupid they are. They make up their own standards to measure themselves by, and they judge themselves by their own standards. As for us, however, our boasting will not go beyond certain limits. It will stay within the limits of the work which God has set for us, and this includes our work among you. And since you are within those limits, we are not going beyond them when we came to you bringing the good news about Christ. And so we do not boast about the work that others have done beyond the limits that God has set for us. Instead, we hope that your faith may grow and that we may be able to do a much greater work among you, always within the limits that God has set. Then we can preach the good news in other countries beyond you and shall not have to boast about the work already done in someone else's field. But as the scripture says, whoever wants to boast must boast about what the Lord has done. For it is when the Lord thinks well of us that we are really approved, and not when we think well of ourselves. Okay, today's key verse is 2 Corinthians 10:18. For it is when the Lord thinks well of us that we are really approved, and not when we think well of ourselves. Okay, and so the Apostle Paul here finds himself defending his ministry once again against some ne'er-do-wells in the church in Corinth, and just explaining to the folks that he's harsh when he needs to be harsh, and he's loving and kind when he needs to be kind, and that's what any good minister is going to do. Let us pray. Almighty God, Empower me with weapons of the Spirit in order to destroy false arguments and spread the true knowledge of your love and your salvation. May I boast today of what you have done, especially in my life. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end. God bless you. And, keep faithful in those prayers. And as you pray, pray in expectation, keeping your eyes open for God's promises and answer to our prayers. God bless.